This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, folks, we've been talking about a lot about Wu Flu, old COVID, and I want to continue on that. And we're going to also cover a story that happened recently that I find ridiculous involving Djokovic, the tennis star. Is it Djokovic? Even though it's just a C at the end, they pronounce it with the C-H. Hey, whatever. Whatever's clever for your language. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I want to cover something. I get some interesting things from people that follow my work, and these guys discuss various issues. There's a guy that hates Trump in the thread. He's an idiot. You can't reason with him. And then there are people that are reasonable people, but we disagree. And we had a disagreement with a guy that we've been agreeing on a lot of things, but we disagreed on this whole Wu Flu nonsense, the vax stuff, mostly vaccine. And you guys know I've been giving you reasonable validation, if you will. Now, you can go do the research yourself on these people dying. When they come up with sudden adult death syndrome, you know something's up, right? And that's what happened. So here's a guy who sent this headline, August 31, excess deaths increasing in UK, even as COVID-19 toll continues to fall. And then it goes on, the article reads, excess death in England and Wales have risen to the highest level in 3 months, even as the death toll from COVID-19 continues to fall. This is the latest official UK data. The same is being reported across the globe. A statistically significant increase in all-cause mortality. People, this guy writes this, he's writing it to a guy who's arguing for vaccinations. And the guy is trying to convince us that the vaccination isn't what's killing people and giving them SADs. It is they're contracting COVID, and it's COVID that did it and not the vaccination. Now, reasonable thing to think about, to some degree, except that the people dropping dead like flies, I call it the COVID fall. Poof. I mean, you don't catch yourself. Your arms don't come out. You just fall like bang right on your face. And are the people who've been vaccinated. And the shocking number of people who are dying early on who have been vaccinated. And so we're having this discussion back and forth and back and forth. And a guy wants to convince us that it's not the vaccination, Kevin. It's COVID itself. And I'm going, I would believe, don't misunderstand me. There are people dying from some conflict from COVID itself and even far-reaching complications, if you will, of COVID. But the people who are dying dramatically, and that you can see the spike in the numbers, are vaccinated people. So the guy who sent me this message on the thread says this, people like you who urged caution and warned about these shots are being vindicated as the shrinking numbers of, quote, true believers entrench deeper into their belief in the fantasy of mRNA vaccines that aren't vaccines. And it isn't enough for them to dig in. They feel obligated to continue to ridicule those who don't think as they do. See, that's been the critical thing for me is this. If you want to get a shot and I don't want to get a shot, I'm not going to criticize you. If, you know, it's like you being gay and I'm not gay. I'm not going to criticize your lifestyle, whatever you choose to do. That's on you. I might not agree with it, but I'm okay with it. But the moment that you criticize me, now you've opened yourself up to it. And that's been my stance. By the way, that's my live and let live stance. I'm not going to bother you. If you want to do stupid stuff, do stupid. I might go, hey man, just so you know, that's considered stupid. But it's okay if you want to do it. I've done it. You know something's wrong or it's not smart, but you do it anyway. They make shows about people like that. Anyway, he goes on, they are devoted to, quote, the cause, an unquestioning devotion to an untested, dubious technology that appears responsible for many early deaths and disabilities. in parentheses, he writes, the healthy athletes who drop dead and fall are permanently incapacitated after supporting, quote, the cause by acquiescing to the demands they be jabbed. So this guy, he's agreeing with me. He's on this thread, and he says, note, a true vaccine uses the body's immune system to create antibodies. The jabs, I call it the death pokes, suppress the body's immune system while creating its own antibodies from alien spike proteins. That statement in and of itself, it should be enough for anybody to take pause. And look, I got family members, and one of my best friends is taking this vaccine, this death poke, and I check on him regularly, and we don't get into it. But so when I tell you this stuff, it isn't like I'm, you know, oh, you bunch of idiots out there. Look, you do what you want to do. I've given you the reasons why certain people in my family did it, for, and I wouldn't have done it under any circumstances. But for those that did, I'm not mad at them, but I know this. It shouldn't have been done. But I'm not criticizing until I get a guy like this that says, well, all you anti-vax, what do they call us? Super spreaders. And now, he goes on, he says, it would be interesting to have statistics on the increase, decrease in all causes of mortality for both the jabbed and the unjabbed. An interesting subset of the jab would be to see if there's a relationship between the number of jabs and mortality rate. As was claimed from the onset by the experts when these jabs first appeared, the proof of the danger will be prominent and undeniable 2 to 5 years from the initial jabs. We're at year 1 and 9 months, and already the evidence is mounting. Undeniable evidence to rational people. And the saddest part is that young adults who never needed to be jabbed will have a lot more difficulty procreating. They're getting lower sperm counts in jabbed males, significant miscarriages in jabbed females, and up to declining population rates. And for those who do survive childbirth, the young are likely to have greater health problems. And he essentially says, playing God is a dangerous business. And indeed it is. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about this element, because he talks about the pure bloods. And I said this, I joked about it. I said, the people who do not get jabbed, your blood is going to be a premium. It's the people who survive Wu Flu, let your body do what it do. You are going to be golden in the age of medicine at some point, and I stand by that. So when we come back, I want to talk about that aspect, and then we'll hit some other stuff. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Always good to have the team here. No, we'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I'm talking about an email that came from a guy who is with me on this idea of vax versus unvax. And he says, you know, the unvaxed, he did the right thing. He backed it up with, you know, a very simple thing that says, anything that you introduce to the body to fight disease should help the body fight disease, not try to replace the body's ability to fight disease with some man-made version. That's common sense. That's understanding that God, the Creator, knows your body better than any scientist ever has or ever will. Welcome back, folks. But it gets even better, and I hope you're sticking with me because the next part of this discussion is profound, and it speaks to those who were willing to go against the grain. And he says, this is almost as good as the Magna Carta, the Gettysburg Address, the fight for Lexington, Kentucky, and even FDR's. We have nothing to fear but vaccines themselves. He paraphrases that, of course. And he's talking about a piece that was written by somebody that's essentially exalting those who went against the grain. And I talked to you guys earlier about my older brother testing me many, many years before and multiple times, testing my resolve. One of my bosses one time, he asked me to do a job. He was the president of the company. I was vice president. He says, Kevin, I need you to do a study. Tell me how much money it is for us to do blankety blank. And I said, happy to do it. So I went away for a couple of weeks. I came back. I said, it's going to cost you $1 million. And he said, $1 million? He goes, man, I was hoping we could do it for a lot less than that. He goes, will you relook at the numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And I said, sure. And I went back and I put it in my little in basket and I did nothing. And a week later or whatever time frame we reconvened and he said, what did you do? I said, well, it's going to cost you $1 million. $1 million? He goes, well, he told me, can you do it for half? You know, half a million the first time. And I said, no. And I went back to my, I said, well, yeah, I'll go study it. I didn't do a thing. Came back to the meeting and, you know, and I said, and he goes, can you do it for half a million? I go, no, you can't do it. He goes, Kevin, are you serious, man? He goes, you know, man, surely we could do this for $250,000. You know, can you make me a plan that can do it for $250,000? I said, happy to look at it. I went back, I put it on my desk. I didn't do a thing. And we came back another week, and he said to me, what you do? I said, I did nothing. He goes, what do you mean you did nothing? I said, when you asked me could I do it for $500,000, I didn't do anything. You asked me could I do it for $250,000, I didn't do anything. You want to know why? Because I studied it the first time, and I told you, you're going to need $1 million. And that's it. I'm not studying it again. And he started chuckling. And he goes, that's why I like you here. He goes, everybody else I know would have tried to fit it in, not you. And it was such a poignant lesson for me, because what I said when I went back to my office is, I'm not wasting my freaking time because you think it can be done. If you thought it could be done, why did you hand it off to me? If you had a number in mind, why did you bring it up to me? You already knew you could do it. Great lesson. I might write a book on lessons. Anyway, this guy is saying this. Anyone who's willing to commit suicide or have their families do so and contract the first variant is obviously smart and a hero, deserving of the Purple Heart. He's talking about the people who said, I'm not getting vaxxed. Let the Wu flu come get me. And that is exactly what I said when it came out. I said, you know what? We're going to get it. It would be like me saying, I'm not going to get any colds or I'm not going to get the flu ever again in my life. You're going to get it. So he says, they're like the best of us. He says the worst of us are cowards, not willing to risk their lives of his family's or his family's life for the cause. The cause rises above all, especially common cause. The cause is all. Only the worst of us will not die for the cause. The cause is fit only for patriotic Americans, not for seditionists and people who hate America and would commit treason to get vaccinated. The vaccinated, besides being anti-American, now this is not me talking, this is this guy. He says, and utter traitors to America's greatest cause, staying pure with no blood clotting experimental mRNA running through his veins, are fecal matter one would wipe off the bottom of his shoe. And here's what he's basing this on. It was a message written, a guy wrote a message to the unvaccinated. And here's what he said. Even if I were pollinated and fully vaccinated, I would admire the unvaccinated for withstanding the greatest pressure I have ever seen, even from partners, parents, children, friends, colleagues, and doctors. People who were capable of such personality, courage, and critical ability are undoubtedly the best of humanity. Let me tell you something. I didn't write this, but I feel it. And I didn't say I'm not going to get vaxxed and I'm trying to make some stance or whatever. I didn't get vaxxed because I said, I am not going to succumb to this sheep mentality that says everybody needs to do it. Everybody needs to do it. I knew this government is corrupt and will tell us whatever they want us to hear. So we will just follow along. And I wasn't going to do that. And if it meant me losing my life, it's okay. I remember at one point when I kept breaking my fever and my body was getting weaker with stupid COVID because I thought it was a flu and I kept fighting it that way. And I remember thinking, hey, man, this, it might take you out. I don't know. You know, your body's weak, you're getting delirious. I couldn't even see. I was having trouble with my vision. I was dehydrated. I lost 27 pounds. And I was like, well, it might take me out, but that's okay. I'm good with it. I'm good with my decision. Because something is going to take me out, and it probably will be benign, and it'll be because my body is worn down. I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is somebody full court pressing me to do something that I know inherently doesn't make sense for me. Anyway, he goes on, he says, they are everywhere in all ages, levels of education, states, and ideas. They are a special kind. They are soldiers that every army of light wants to have in its ranks. They are the parents that every child wants to have and the children that every parent dreams of having. They are beings above the average of their societies. They are the essence of the people who built all cultures and conquered horizons. They are there next to you. They look normal, but they are superheroes. They did what others could not. They were the tree that withstood the hurricane of insults, discrimination, and social exclusion. They did it because they thought they were alone and believed they were the only ones. Banned from their family's tables at Christmas, they never saw anything so cruel. They lost their jobs, let their careers sink, had no more money, but they didn't care. They suffered immeasurable discrimination, denunciation, betrayal, humiliation, but they kept going. Never before in humanity has there been such a casting. Now we know who are the best on planet Earth. Women, men, old, young, rich, young, of all races and religions, the unvaccinated, the chosen, of the invisible arc, the only ones who managed to resist everything, to resist when everything collapsed. That's you. You passed an unimaginable test that many of the toughest Marines, commandos, Green Berets, astronauts, and geniuses could not withstand. You are made of the stuff of the greatest who ever lived, those heroes born among ordinary men who glow in the dark. I'm proud to be one of them.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says that there is a small risk of showers. She explains that this could cause their launch to be canceled, as they don't want to risk a lightning strike.
Basically, if you think about it, we're sending a charged rod up into the sky. We've done half the work for the atmosphere already.
The G7 is agreeing to a price cap on Russian oil. It's an attempt to limit the country's profit from selling fuel as the third largest oil producer in the world. The Treasury Department sending out a statement from the Group of Advanced Global Economies confirming the cap, saying it wouldn't ship oil from Russia it sold at a higher price than the limit agreed to. You're listening to USA Radio News. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell recently said that the labor market is out of balance and they intend to raise interest rates further to fight inflation. Appearing on Fox Business, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says the August jobs report was pretty good overall.
Companies are still hiring. People are still, there's emerging industries, and then the legislature here in Washington and the president passed some significant piece of legislation that's going to only add to more jobs to our economy.
The White House is asking Congress for more than $22 billion in additional COVID funding. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying it'll tackle pressing ongoing needs. That includes vaccines, testing, and treatments. Jean-Pierre saying will also cover research aimed at confronting future pandemics. Additionally, the White House is seeking more money for monkeypox, Ukraine, and natural disasters in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know what I can't stand most about politics is the inability of politicians to just answer a question and tell you the truth. I want to play this clip. This is Peter Ducey asking Jean-Pierre, Joe Biden's press secretary, who's got to be one of the worst ever. Affirmative action hire for sure. And keep in mind, while you're hearing her speak, she's looking at notes and she's fishing. You can see the hesitation because she's fishing. She doesn't know what to say. And Ducey is making a valid point. This woman will not acknowledge this. And we're going to cover a few issues here because I'm out of time. I mean, I want to cover as much as I can in this segment, but I just want you to understand that we can't get straight answers out of the people that are in our employ. They don't want to answer the most basic of questions. And here's Ducey asking, why is it that a tennis star, Djokovic, can't come into the country, but illegals can cross the border all day long in violation of whatever, COVID protocols are in place. And even that, by the way, is nothing but a joke. But here's it. Now this clip, I'm going to play this in its entirety because you need to see how flippant she is, and she never addresses it. It's about 3.5 minutes.
Different topic.
Okay.
How come migrants are allowed to come into this country unvaccinated, but world-class tennis players are not?
Are you talking about which world-class tennis player?
Novak Djokovic.
So, as far, since you asked about me, about him, yes, me about him. So visa records are confidential under U.S. law. Therefore, the U.S. government cannot discuss the details of individual visa cases. Due to privacy reasons, the U.S. government also does not comment on medical information of individual travelers as it relates to the tennis player. Look, the questions regarding vaccination requirements is I defer you to CDC. This is a CDC requirement for foreign nationals. This is something that they decide. This is something that is up to them. The U.S. Open and their participant protocols, I'd refer you to them. They have their own specific protocols as well. So they're two different things.
How is it two different things? Somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated. They're allowed
that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
I know that that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what is happening.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and that's not how.
Exactly what's happening. Thousands of people are walking in a day. Some of them turn themselves over. Some of them are caught. Tens of thousands a week are not. That is what is happening.
So let me just stop there for just a second. There's only a little bit left. But I just want to make this very simple. She says, he's asking a very basic question. Djokovic can't come into the country. The number one tennis player, there's never been this restriction before. We have a complete handle on this Wu Flu nonsense. We all know it's a ruse at this point. And her first thing is, well, visa records are confidential. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're talking about the absurdity of politics in America. This is a person who's supposed to be the spokesperson for the President of the United States, a.k.a. for us. And we're being asked a simple question. Why are you letting in people? I don't know how much more healthy you can get than being the number one tennis player in the world. Have you seen this dude? He's the picture of health. And she says, visa records are confidential. We already know he wants to get into the country. The reason why he can't, it's a matter of record, he won't get vaccinated. We're not talking about him, does he have an STD or something like that? We're asking, he doesn't have a vaccination. Is it okay for him to play tennis in our country? Let me put it a different way. Are there tennis players in our country who are unvaccinated? I'll make it simple for you. Short answer, yes, there are. But then it's juxtaposed compared to make it easier for some people to understand what I'm saying, we're comparing it to people who come across the border willy-nilly without any supervision and can come play tennis or get a job or do whatever they want, come into the healthcare system, go to your schools with your kid, do whatever, have better rights and privileges than American citizens. And she says, well, we can't discuss the details. For privacy reasons, it's his medical info, as if we don't know what's going on. And then what does she say? Well, the vax requirement is a CDC requirement because, let's face it, the CDC, well, the president has no ability, not that Joe Biden's our president, but whoever would be president has no ability to impact this stuff. Sure he does. He could come in and say, listen, I think it's ridiculous that the U.S. Tennis Association is not allowing the number one player to play. Anybody who wins a tournament without the number one player there, you have an affirmative action victory. You didn't win. And given that we no longer, I mean, this is what I would say if I were president, given that we've been fooled long enough about this virus, a guy with the level of health of Djokovic should not have to get vaccinated. He doesn't know what this is going to do to his body. He is a fine-tuned instrument who says, I'm not putting something in my body that might impact my ability to play my sport. And who could blame him? So I'm going to give him, I'm letting him in whether the CDC says he can or not. And if you got a problem with that, don't go to the match. Next thing. But she says it's up to them and it's up to the U.S. Open. And then she says it's two different things. Because he says, oh, so it's two different things. An unvaxxed person comes in on a plane. That's not okay. But somebody walks into Texas or Arizona and they're allowed to stay. And Ducey rightfully challenges her and says, what do you mean they're allowed to stay? It's ridiculous. Well, that doesn't happen. It's not like somebody walks over. You're listening to me going, Kevin, you seem a little passionate about it. I'm passionate about the level of stupidity that these people think we have. Every single day, thousands of people are crossing this border without any checks and balances. They don't know whether they're terrorists. They don't know whether they're drug mules. They don't know whether they're sex traffickers. or whatever. They don't know what diseases they carry. They don't know what plants or fruits and vegetables. And you do it the right way, and you prove that I'm not here to stay. Do you think Djokovic is looking for asylum? And he's going to come here and start sucking off of the American taxpayer? No, this is the number one tennis player in the world who wants to do what? Somebody remind me. Somebody please help me here. His job. All he wants to do is his doggone job. And he's got to go through this. Let's hear the rest of the clip.
So let me just lay out what we have done under this administration. We have installed new border technology and set up joint protocols with Mexico and Guatemala to catch more human traffickers. We have already made over 3,000 arrests in the first 3 months of launching an unprecedented anti-smuggling campaign with regional partners. We've secured record levels of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. We've put in place dedicated immigration judges so asylum seekers can have their cases heard faster. We've expanded labor pathways, including H-2B visas, and through the Los Angeles Declaration on Migration and Protection, President Biden brought 20 leaders, world leaders, together to manage increased migration flows across the Western Hemispheres. By contrast, core to the prior administration, immigration strategy was to build a wall, and they couldn't even accomplish that in the 4 years. And they also, by talking about building a wall, which would have taken billions of dollars from veterans, $1 billion from schools, which is also a policy that just does not work.
I'm going to stop here for just a second because this is so amazing to me. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Talking about Ducey asking a very simple question. Why is it that Djokovic cannot come into the United States and play tennis? There's all these rules against it when you have this other end of the spectrum where you don't seem to care about the people coming in. And what is she deflecting? Jean-Pierre is talking about the things that they've done. We've installed new border technology to catch more human traffickers. We've made 3,000 arrests. What she's not going to tell you is that we went from 2,000 people a week to 52,000 people per week now pouring through this border. That's the only question Ducey's asking, is how much of this are you willing to do? When are you going to stop it? Are you going to even recognize that we have a problem here? And she won't admit it. Folks, this is basic politics. As I said earlier, why can't we get answers to basic questions from this administration? We'll answer that question soon.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. It's stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about our immigration policy. We're talking about basic stuff, folks. This is no rocket science here. Peter Ducey as Jean-Pierre. Why can't the number one tennis player in the world come and play his sport, come and entertain people, do what he does? And if he were coming for a concert, he could get in. If he were, there are many things. This just tells you the Heckle and Jekyll way that leftists work. There are things Djokovic could come into the United States. He doesn't have to have a vaccination for. But the U.S. Tennis Association says, well, no, we're not going to let him in unless he's vaccinated. Now, we already know what's going on with the vaccinations. We've had major people talk about all the issues related to this. We have a guy who we know is not sick. He's got no issues. He's ready to play his sport, a sport that he must be very healthy to play. I don't know if you've ever even been on a tennis court and let somebody that knows how to play the sport and run you around. They will run you ragged. Play, go out and try to do three sets of tennis at that level and watch how drained your body is. I mean, it ain't football, it ain't boxing or MMA, but it is a sport. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to him. We're making sense out of crazy policy. Why can't bureaucrats answer simple questions? Jean-Claude Keeley, whatever her name is, Jean Van Damme, she should be able to answer a simple question of why can we not let the top tennis player in the world into our country to play his sport? He's no visa. He's no risk. And we've got people pouring across our border who you don't seem to care about. And she's giving these stupid answers. Oh, well, we're concerned about, I can't speak about it because, well, it's his health issues and we have HIPAA regulations and all kinds of nonsense about, I can't talk about visa applications and his health implications. We're talking about getting a vaccination. Is it to be vaxxed or not to be vaxxed? That is the question. And for you that got vaxxed, if you did it of your own free will, congratulations. You want to roll those dice. But stop demonizing people that didn't. And stop. This shouldn't even be a story. That's what pisses me off. This shouldn't be a story. Let this man in the country to do his job. But what does she do? She's giving us border pop. We've caught 3,000 people on the border. We've got this. We've implemented new drones and whatever. And then I love the part where she says the previous administration didn't get their wall built. I wonder why, Jean-Pierre, and I wonder why you put up a temporary wall in Arizona that got knocked down. Why is it? Yeah, look, as I said, tell me what your policy is. Tell me what's supposed to be helping the American people. Because let me tell you something. I know this. 52,000 people a week coming into this country. The millions of people they're allowing in so they can get voters is antithetical to doing what's right for this country. I know that. I don't need anybody to tell me. So tell me how your policy is helping. And then let's go back to this one guy who's not doing it illegally. Which, ironically, what Djokovic should do is he should just sneak across the border, go as a wild card into the tennis tournament, and beat everybody and go, aha, I'm Djokovic, and I'm playing. Disguise himself as a Mexican. It's, I don't know, what's his name, Johan Djokovic? If it's Johan Rodriguez or something, and come across and play and dare them to kick him out. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Making sense of the absurd. I want to play the last part of this clip from what has got to be one of the worst press secretaries ever. By the way, when she was talking about in the previous segment, she's talking about all the things that they've done at the border. You know, she's reading it. Look, I understand you don't have all the facts handy, but you can see I'm not going to play that part again because it takes too long. But see, well, we have captured 3,000 people at the border, and we have implemented technology to stop this. And you know, can you just say, look, guys, I already told you, she should just say, you know what, Peter, legitimate question. We don't have anything to do with that. That's more of a U.S. Tennis Association thing. Quite frankly, I think they should let him play. But they can't do that because everything that the Democrats say, it contradicts something else. So they have to split hairs. They can't just tell you, you know what, you're exactly right. We have people entering this country. We can't tell you that there are people who haven't come into this country with disease because we know it has happened. And we have a guy here who wants to come in legitimately. He's been tested of all kinds of stuff. And And by the way, his demographic, Djokovic isn't going to die from Wu flu, and he's probably not going to give anybody the Wu flu. Because if he's feeling sick in any way, he's not going to play. He has to be at the top of his game. Anyway, I want to play the rest of the clip just so you can continue to understand she never answers the question. She obfuscates her responsibility to be upfront with the American people. And these are the people we elect and we allow to do this. I mean, I couldn't sit in that press corps. And because my question would be, if they said, Kevin, on you after Peter Ducey, I'd say, my question to you is, why don't you answer the questions? Why do you throw all this other gobbledygook around the question? You know, can you people just tell us something simple so we can feel like you're trying to represent us? We have a border policy that is crippling this nation, and you know what we're talking about? Not letting a healthy man come in to do his job. Insanity. People are coming in here on visas and going to work at different companies. They don't have to get vaccinated anymore, and just for the record, never should have. And there's a thread I'm on right now where people are talking about they're going to get sued. There's going to be lots of lawsuits. I'm telling you, folks, they're going to have to set aside trillions of dollars. It's going to decimate the stock market. You heard it here. You heard it here first. Anyway, here's the rest of Jean-Pierre in this non-answer to Peter Ducey's very simple question.
By contrast, core to the prior administration, immigration strategy was to build a wall, and they couldn't even accomplish that in the 4 years. And they also, by talking about building a wall, which would have taken billions of dollars from veterans, billions of dollars from schools, which is also a policy that just does not work. It is not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border. We have a plan in place. This is not like switching the lights on, right? This is going to take a process. We are fixing a broken system that was actually left by the last administration. And as it relates to the tennis star, that is totally different. That is a different process. That is the U.S. Open that he is part of. And there are CDC federal guidance that he needs to follow.
But why is there a CDC requirement for people that fly here as opposed to people that cross the southern border?
Look, we have talked about Title 42, right?
This has nothing to do with Title 42.
It is. Title 42 is the CDC imperative.
And
that
you guys got rid of it because you said the pandemic.
That is not how it works. It is not. Title 42 is very much in place, and that is the process. So there is a CDC. There is a CDC provision for folks coming through the southern border. It is not just. It is not just for tennis players. Migrants have also a CDC guidance that we have to follow, which is Title 42.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Frustrating. Notice. When she talks about what they do, they get their jabs in. They couldn't build the wall in the previous administration in 4 years. And oh, by the way, had they done it, it would have been taking money away from schools and veterans. Same old, same old. Schools and veterans. We would have been punishing the kids and the veterans. Who do these people punish? They punish the kids and the veterans. Locked out of school for the better part of a year, almost 2 years. Kids locked out. Forced vaccinations. You can't go to college unless you're vaccinated. And veterans dying on waiting lists, still being ignored. But what do? Come election time, they talk about, look at what we've done. And I love how she said, one of the things they talked about in the previous segment, she says, we got more money for Homeland Security. Because that's the liberals, that's the leftist answer is, we got more money. So what? The money's wasted. So what? It doesn't do anything. So what? It doesn't solve any problems. We got more money. Look at what we did. And then I love how she says, we have a plan. We're fixing a broken system left by the previous administration. Do you believe that lie? Donald Trump got a leaving Mexico policy in place that got the numbers coming into the border, the illegals coming in down to 2,000 per week. Now, that may seem like a lot, but compared to the 52,000 a week that are coming in, I think you get the picture. final point. How's Title 42 working with illegals?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.